All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at Unified MMA 47, which goes down on December the 2nd. We got the Unified MMA Featherweight Championship being contested for when champion Majed Hamo defends against Justin Basra, and happy to be talking to Majed once again on today's show. How's everything going leading into this fight here, man?
It's going good, actually. You know, keeping busy, working, doing my thing, so it's good.
Yeah, for sure. And what was the, I guess, initial thought when this bout offer kind of came your way? Because obviously, you know, Justin Basra has been making some waves, an undefeated guy and everything like that. Like, what was the, I guess, initial reaction upon hearing this bout was offered?
I wasn't very surprised. I knew this was going to come eventually just because of how high level he is and the way I was coming up and stuff, right? So I figured at the end we'll meet somewhere.
Yeah, and you strike me as a guy that's, like, studying the field and is, like, familiar with, like, the Canadian scene in general. So I would think this is a guy you were already aware of when the offer kind of came your way.
I was, yeah, and I've been working on myself already before even this was announced, so I'm ready to go.
Yeah, and I guess, like, stylistically, like, in terms of, like, go-to, like, stylistic proclivities, like, what do you think Justin Basra really does well? Because it looks like he's got, like, a pair of, you know, knockouts and a pair of submissions to his credit as well so far. Like, what do you think he really, I guess, does well out there in the cage?
I think he uses wrestling to his advantage very well. The way he, the way he makes you think you're going for a takedown and comes up on top and stuff like that. Very high-level stuff that makes you think, right? And I'm at that point where I'm starting to think of the same way, so I guess it'll be all about timing on this one.
Yeah, I get what you're saying in that kind of sense there. And, I mean, you've been on a good run for sure. I mean, just with the last fight and everything like that, which I wanted to, you know, touch on a bit too. Just going 2-0 in the series with Neil Anderson there, defending the Unified title and also kind of, you know, getting things back on track, getting back in the win column there. Like, what were the overall thoughts from the last fight there? Like, what were the big takeaways and everything for you?
It was mostly I was just kind of getting back into it because I had the knee surgery. So it's taking me a little bit of time to kind of get my rhythm back, you know? And I feel like it's starting to get it back again. I'm feeling like myself, like the old Majed, but like a new level of me. You're leveling up kind of thing. So it feels good. It feels good to be where I'm at now. And I feel, you know, unstoppable right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting that sense from you. Like, do you feel like everything's really coming together? Like, the fight IQ and just, like, the technique that you've accrued over the years and stuff like that? Like, does this feel like, I guess, the confluence of all those things coming together? I mean, that's kind of the sense I'm getting from kind of how you're talking.
Yes, it is. That's exactly it. They're putting everything together now, so it's coming really good, like you said.
Yeah, it's so awesome to see and everything. And just especially how you can use it, too. Like, even beyond, like, a, I guess, competitive kind of framework too. Like, it really seems like you inspire a lot of, you know, different people from the gym and stuff like that, and that really seems important to you. Like, the different times you've been able to, you know, like, show the belt to the kids at CMC and stuff like that. So can you kind of speak to that there, because it seems like you really, you know, derive a lot of motivation from that?
I try to influence the kids and young ones these days, just because I got two of my own, right? So I want them to have someone to look up to, so I try to be a good role model for my town, for the people there, and just kind of give them hope, basically, that you can do something good with your life, and all you gotta do is put in the work and the time, and you'll get whatever you want. It depends on how you waste your time.
Yeah, and I mean, talking about, like, you know, the kids and everything, I've been wanting to, like, do your best kind of to show out for them. I also thought it was cool, I think, seeing a recent post there with your, you know, stepson Nathan and stuff like that. He was looking to compete for Rumble in the cage. It looked like that bout kind of got scrapped there, but I'm sure he's looking to get out there sooner rather than later. But I mean,
he's looking good too. He was I could feel him strong. He's being very technical. He was at 16, he was able to throw me around like I was a rag doll. I was ready to put him into that cage and see what he had, you know. But things happen and injuries happen, and we'll recover and get better, and I'll get him out there soon enough.
Yeah, that must be such, like, a great kind of dynamic, though, and stuff like that. Like, I imagine that fills you with a lot of pride as you're endeavoring to go on your own competitive career, just seeing him want to get ready for something like that.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome. You see them, you know, liking what you like and growing up, and you can kind of teach them everything you know. It's something you don't get very often, so it's nice that I can I can show him everything that I know and pick up a style and do his own thing kind of in there. And it's fun. It's fun. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, and just speaking to, like, the broader family dynamics, too, and stuff like that, like, I saw you had a post there in the summer where you were trying to find side jobs to send to your family in Iraq there. Were you able to get, like, some welding side jobs going there and kind of, you know, help a little bit, kind of, like, send some money to the family and everything?
I did. I found a couple of small jobs here and there I've been doing, and doing a big job in Brooks right now. But the main thing I'm actually looking for is sponsors to get them down here. So this whole fight career that I'm taking on is basically trying to get them over here. And after this fight, I'm going to just continue working on getting sponsors so I can get my mom, brother, sister, and their kids over here. I've never actually met them, so it'll be really nice to see them once in my lifetime before I go, you know? So that's my goal right now, and trying to get them over here. That's my biggest goal right now.
Yeah, well, that's incredible. I think we've talked about that in previous conversations, too, and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's a great effort, and I hope, like, more strides are made in that kind of regard so that can happen there. It seems like it's getting, like, closer and closer, though, from just even talking to you, though.
It is. It's getting close. It's just everything takes time, especially with the government and whatnot. So we just got to kind of keep pushing forward until we get to that point.
Yeah, that would be incredible. Like, are they, like... I mean, I would imagine they're aware that you are, like, a martial artist and stuff like that. Are they, like, actively checking out the fights and stuff like that? Though, like you're saying, there hasn't been, like, the in-person meeting, but are they, like, putting on UFC Fight Pass and peeping what you're doing?
I think my father here, he records it and sends it to my mom, so they kind of watch it on Messenger and stuff like that. I don't know if they have any of the UFC stuff over there. But they have seen it. They know I fight, and they enjoy it, too. My mom just wants me to stop and come over there so I can meet her finally, but everything's taking time.
Yeah, and it's just, it must feel good, like, getting to represent in, I mean, obviously, like, wanting to represent as a martial artist, but it must feel cool being with such, like, a high-profile kind of outlet, just with Unified. I think a lot of people regard it as, you know, number one promotion in the country, and just being, you know, the featherweight champion. Like, there's a big show at the Genesis Center in Calgary. Like I mentioned, UFC Fight Pass. Like, I would think that just the idea of, like, competing and being involved in martial arts is, like, the main motivation, but is that sort of like a cherry on top, like kind of like a fun little side kind of component to it, just some of those factors I mentioned there?
Oh, I love it. The Unified has been doing great for me, and I appreciate them a lot. And this, like, Unified is one of the biggest shows in Canada. The fight card itself, it just tells you how good this card is, you know? The best of Canada is fighting on the show on December 2nd. It's going to be, like, a night to remember, I swear. Oh, man, I'm super excited to be part of that. And then to actually be the main event of that, it's a good feeling. It's a really good feeling. So it's good. I'm going to bring it, and hopefully he brings it too, and it should be a good show.
Yeah, just such a great run, too. Like, just with, like, there being three shows throughout the month, like, you know, Calgary, and then coming closer to my neck of the woods there in Toronto, and then back to Enoch, Alberta, just like a bit outside Edmonton there. So, like, really shows, like, the scale of what they're doing too, just like ramping up the schedule and stuff like that. Is that kind of something you would like to also follow suit with there? Like, just like kind of, I mean, obviously, like, some of the injuries played a role in that too, but, like, would you look to also compete actively as you're, you know, representing a promotion that's pretty actively putting on shows?
Oh, definitely. This is my time right now. I'm going to go as far as I can right now. Everything I'm going to do, everything back to back as much as I can, I'm going to continue going right now. I feel good. I feel like I'm in my prime age. I don't want to waste these years. I just want to go full force, and then if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, right? But I'm just going to give it all now and try and get on any shows I can, travel with them and stuff, and see where it goes.
Yeah, and this opponent is kind of an interesting one too in a certain regard. I guess I'm curious to get some insights on just the fact that he hasn't necessarily gotten out there and competed much over the last, like, four some odd years.
He'll feel that. I felt it. I was off for 3 years. I came back and I felt it.
So that's kind of something you're anticipating to a certain sense. Like, obviously not underestimating what he would bring to the table, but...
I know the feeling, so I know what he's going to feel.
Does that make it difficult to kind of game plan for a certain guy, though? I mean, you kind of strike me as a guy that focuses on your own refinement at CMC.
I'm doing my own thing. I'm doing my own development, and you'll see a side. You know, I know he's coming in with his wrestling. Everybody knows that. I'm going to bring something in where it entertained all the fans. That's what I do. I'm an entertainer. I entertain people. and these fans will be entertained by the shit that I do.
Yeah, well, your track record has always indicated that for sure. I don't know that you've had even a single boring fight in your career. So, yeah, it makes sense you're the main event and representing in such a way.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
But just with this being like a, you know, final month of the year kind of fight, I guess it kind of begs the question of like, if you're kind of looking at 2023 in a certain regard, like if maybe there's like a set of goals or even like an ideal strength of schedule, like a certain number of bouts you would like to take, are there any like mapped out goals for 2023 you have?
One of my biggest goals actually is to fight in Dubai. So if I can get any card on that, that'd be sick.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Like, what were you thinking? Like, UAE Warriors or something like that? Or even, like, if UFC did a show out there? Or, like, what would that represent?
Whoever does it, I just want to go out there because my family can come visit me.
Yeah, that'd be so cool. You got me smiling thinking about that even. So, yeah, hopefully that can, you know, manifest for you there.
The only reason I want to do it is just looking for my family.
Well, no, that's a very worthwhile reason to want to do that. And especially, you know, just not really, you know, getting to see them as of yet, too. So, yeah, that would be an incredible moment. So, hopefully that can happen there for you.
I hope so, too. We'll see what happens, right?
Yeah, for sure. But until then, the next step is, you know, December 2nd here. And you were kind of mentioning before about like looking for some sponsors and stuff like that. Like, what would be the best way for someone to, you know, contact you about a sponsorship opportunity in that regard?
Probably Messenger, because everybody can find me on Messenger. On the Facebook Messenger app, you know?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying and everything like that. So hopefully someone listening to this will reach out and everything like that. But yeah, it's always great getting to talk to you ahead of these different big fights here, Majed, and I appreciate you making some time, but I'm also wanting to be mindful of your schedule too. So to that point, is there anything you might want to add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up here, man?
Not too much. Just get ready to watch an exciting show. Thank you, Unify, for making this, you know, great opportunity for me and everybody else that's coming to the show and event. And can't wait to fight. Bring it, Basra.
Yeah, it's going to be a great throwdown at Unified MMA 47 on December the 2nd there. And yeah, really stoked to see this featherweight title fight between yourself and Justin Basra. And to reiterate, really appreciate you making some time to come on the show and give some great insights as always, man. Hopefully you enjoy the rest of your night there. And just looking forward to checking out the fight when it goes down.
No worries. Thank you for calling.